3-1 now. Alt trying to reach base and push that runner over to second. 3-1 offering. Here's the pitch. He rips it well. Left center field. Center fielder is back. Oh, he's got it. Good drive by Eli Alt. Just about got one out of here in Belleville. Man alive. A long fly ball out. That is out number 3. No runs and no hits. No errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the 5th inning. Belleville leads it 2-0 on Arena on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' dropped a new kind of energy. Introducing Spark Energy by Dunkin'. It's energy for the fun of it. Available in 2 full-on delicious flavors, Berry Burst and Peach Sunshine. It's what you need when your afternoon needs you to get going. A revitalizing burst of caffeine, vitamins, and minerals gives you the energy to turn the fun up to 11. True story. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app and get a medium Spark Energy for $3 in the month of July. Fruit flavored, contains 0% fruit juice, caffeine from caffeine, and guarana. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com. Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Ryder gets a piece of this one on a check swing. We're underway in the bottom of the 5th, 0-1. He'll be followed by Curtis Sheehan and Sam Urquhart. 2-0. Belleville leading here in playoff home talent baseball this afternoon. Here's the pitch to Ryder, and he takes a strike. 0-2. 6 hits for Belleville today. 3 of them back in the first inning when they scored the 2. This one is high, and it's 1-2. Talking with some of the fans there during the break, he thought that one was going when it left the bat of Eli Alt at the top of the 5th inning. I thought it was going out of here. This one fouled straight back. He didn't hit a couple of home runs in the years, but one in high school up the road at Mount Horeb against Mount Horeb High School in the WIAA regional final. 1-2 offering, there's the pitch, and that one is down low. 2-2. Alt working very quickly. Here comes the kick and the pitch. That one is inside, and it's going to be ball 3. Full count. Arena looking for the out here. Top of the order due next, and Ryder trying to set the table for the top of the order for Belleville. Here comes the payoff pitch, fouled off. Good cut by Ryder. Alt with good velocity. I talked to him before the game, talking about pitching quickly and keeping him guessing, relying on the defense. He's done that. Here's the pitch, popped up. Right field side, back is Schulte from the first base bag, and he's got it in foul ground for out number 1. Back to the top of the order, and Curtis Sheehan. He has singled and scored and struck out today. Left-handed batter and a lot of running ability out there. Does get on, so Arena trying to keep him off the paths this afternoon. Alt ready to work. Here comes the pitch. Curveball low. Sheehan wanted that one. Held his swing. Back and ready. Here comes the pitch. Down low for a ball. Two two balls and no strikes. Lots of shade here in the park. A lot of fans under the trees today. Check swing, that is a strike, they say, or is it? No. On further review, it was a ball. He held his swing. So 3-0. Here's the pitch. And it's a strike call. 3-1 to Sheehan. Sheehan talking with the umpire. Got to be a little careful when you're arguing about balls and strikes. Conversation done. Now 3-1. Here's the pitch. That one is low, and they walked in. So Sheehan will be out at first base. Eli Alt with his second walk, I believe. Going on now is Sam Urquhart. Grabs the bat and stands in. One aboard. Urquhart has lined out and singled. Hunter leads at first base. Both these guys, the runner on base and the runner at the plate, hard to throw out, that's for sure. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Sheehan, I'm sure, with a threat to steal that is real. He stole a base back in the first inning. Throw to first again, and the runner is back in time. Couple of swings, and Urquhart is in, ready to go. Sheehan leads at first. Here's the pitch. It's high. Good catch by the catcher, Miller, who brings it back to the pitcher. One ball and no strikes to Urquhart. Alt. Ready. Runner going. Here's the pitch down low. The throw by Miller. Close play, but not in time. Stolen base for Sheehan. His second in the game. So a runner at second base with one away in the fifth inning. Count is 2-0 on Stan Urquhart. All to the bell. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 3-0 now. Marino working on trying to keep him off the base paths, but now a 3-0 count. Alt in jeopardy of walking his second batter of the inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on 3-0. It's 3-1. Matt Everson due next for Belleville. One on, one away, and a 3-1 count to the batter. There's the sign. Al Eli steps off, keeps the runner honest at second base, and now a conference at the mound again. An arena now will bring in the infield, looking at the possibility of, again, that runner at second base, calling the signs, calling the signs to the batter. All right, maybe the signs need to be changed. That happened earlier in the ball game. Runner at second base. Target is up. All ready to work. 3-1, there's the throw to second base. The runner is back in time. Again, 3-1 on the batter, Urquhart. Arena laboring, trying to get that out. Alt. Checking the runner. Alt is set. There's the pitch. Ripped in the air to left and deep. Left fielder is back. Back. That ball is a home run, they say. Home run over the left field foul pole, and it's a 4-0 Belleville lead. They will touch them all. Curtis Sheehan scores just ahead of Urquhart. And two across in the inning. Good good at bat by Urquhart. I think Marina did consider maybe intentionally walking him on 3-1, but decided not to, and he hits one out, and they'll touch them all. That'll bring up Matt Everson, who doubled to knock in a run back in the opening inning and grounded into a double play in the third. So a one-out, two-run shot for the Belleville Raiders. Time called now as Everson makes his way to the plate. Alt from the windup. Here's the pitch. Bunted foul. Strike one. Nothing in one. They're having some scoreboard issues. Might be locked up. Got the same count as before and the same score. Now they got runs on Arena's side. That isn't bad, right? Here's a chopper toward first. Down on it is Trey Schulte. Nice play. Unassisted to first for out number two. That'll bring up Drew Hack, the designated hitter. Hack, wearing number 11, has lined out and popped out today. 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Alt looking in for the target from Miller. There's the pitch down low. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Alt tall on the hill from the windup. There's the pitch, and it's down low. Two balls and no strikes. Eli has fallen behind to several batters this inning. That's certainly a difference maker. There is a strike to the batter. Count is 2-1. Arena looking for that third out. From the windup, there's the pitch. That one is high. 3-1 to Drew Hack. Eli waiting for him to return. Now here's the pitch. Fastball is low, and he walked in. Or did they call it a strike? Oh, they did. He had thrown the bat and was walking down to first base. So they'll call him back. Three balls and two strikes. Alt looking in from the windup. There's the pitch. Bouncing ball headed up the middle, and it's a base hit. Drew Hack is on either way now as he takes it to first with a two-out single. That'll bring up Brock Jilks. He has singled and struck out, one for two today. And all of a sudden, the sun comes out brighter than ever. Maybe that's a good sign. Again, we were talking about some rain between 2 and 3 here in Belleville, but doesn't appear that that's anything imminent. In fact, we see a little patch of blue sky behind us. Here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes with a runner at first base. Runner leads ever so slightly. Here's the pitch. That is low and back to the screen, but good carom played by Miller keeps the runner at first base. 2-0 to the batter. Couple of hits in the inning for hosting Belleville today. Alt set to work. Checks first. Here's the pitch. And it's high. Three balls and no strikes. Again, the runner leads at first. And if Jilks swings away. 3-0 is a curveball strike. 3-1. Urquhart earlier in the game, or in this inning, swung away in 3-0 and then eventually hit the two-run home run. 3-1 pitch is high. He walked in. Two aboard here in the inning. Hack goes to second. Jilks at first. And that will bring up Logan Ludlum, and I think we're going to have a conference at the mound now as Arena manager Nick Jennings makes his way out of the dugout out to have a word with his pitcher and defense. So two runs across, a couple of walks in the inning, and they'll talk about it, just trying to get the third out here and possibly bring on Nate Jennings, who is also expected to pitch eventually here today. So it's a brief conference. They are heading off the mound and getting back into position. Home talent playoffs will continue next week. It's the section semifinals. And then the finals coming up in 2 weeks with a right to play in the home talent baseball Final Four. Exciting times. Teams get better each and every week. The batter is Logan Ludlum, and runners at 1-2. The pitch is called a strike. Nothing and 1-2 the batter. Runners get back to 1-2. Alt looking for the sign from Miller. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ludlum with a big old cut on that one. Back it goes to Alt. Runners lead. And the 0-2 offering is coming up. There's the pitch, and it's high. Logan is the seventh batter of the fifth for Belleville. Sign up. Miller with the glove up. And the 1-2 offering is a curveball bounce to third. Nice job, McElwee. Caught it in the breadbasket, then the glove, and then steps on the bag for the unassisted play on the force out for out number three. Ludlum into a fielder's choice, and that will finally retire the host Belleville Raiders here in the inning. They scored twice on two base hits, no errors, and one left aboard. We go to inning number six. 4-0. Belleville leads on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rahoo dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It is 1-1 on Jimmy Jennings leading off the top of the sixth inning. Stephen Mello on the hill for his sixth inning of work for Belleville and delivers this one outside. 2-1. Trey Schulte and Nate Jennings will follow here in the order for Arena, trailing by four runs in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's high. 3-1 now to Jimmy. Jimmy trying to make base, get on any old way. Here's the pitch. It is high. They walked him. So Arena has its leadoff man on. Second walk given up today by Stephen Mello, and that'll bring up Trey Schulte. Trey has popped out and been hit by a pitch. He is ready to go. Nick Jennings coaching at third. Nick Larson at first, hoping to have a lot of things to do in the inning. There's a strike call to the batter. Schulte trying to open it up here against Belleville. Runner leads slightly. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two on the batter now. Breeze is picked up again, blowing a little bit out toward left field. Here's the next pitch. Foul this way. Look out, everybody. Over into the lake. That one belongs to the fish. I wonder if somebody ever goes through there with some sort of a net or something. Probably could find a whole bunch of baseball. Waterlogged. There is a ball outside. Very close. Count goes to one ball and two strikes to Trey Schulte. Trey trying to put it between the lines right now. Jimmy Jennings leads it first. Here's the pitch. Changeup got him swinging, and there is one away. Five strikeouts for Mello today, and that'll bring up Nate Jennings. Nate was warming up before the at-bat today, so potentially could be out there pitching, it sounds like, in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Runner at first gets a slight lead. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air to left. It's in there for a base hit. Jimmy Jennings stops at second. Nate Jennings at first base. Third hit of the day for Arena. That pitch appeared to be a little bit low, and Nate just golfs it out there for a base hit. Arena proving they can get to this pitcher, and there is a timeout now. Looks like there will be a conference at the mound for Belleville. Arena with two on and only one away with Max Miller coming up. And going over to third base is Jimmy Jennings to have a word with his pa. And now they're talking with Max Miller. Group hug there. So conference at the mound for Belleville, and Nick Jennings using it for a teaching moment. Well, these guys probably trying to teach Nick. I don't know. And teach an old dog new tricks. All right, the conference is over. Everybody back into place. Top of six here in Belleville and a 4-0 Raiders lead. Arena threatening to get on the board. Mello set to work to Miller, 0-1 officially. He had a sacrifice bunt in the fourth inning. Advance the runners. Here's the pitch. He squares again. This one is upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Mello stretching out the arm. Runners lead at first and at second. Mello to the plate. That one is upstairs. Count goes to 2-0. Only one away in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Pop foul. Count goes to 2-1. Couple of Millers in a row in the Aces batting order. Max out there with a 2-1 count. Runners inching off the bags at first and second. Here's the pitch. Curveball is called a strike. 2-2 on Max. Miller back in with a wide open stance. Mello's set to work. Here's the pitch. Down low for the ball. Ball three. Arena hoping to make this a magical inning now. Full count. No place to put Max Miller. Mello is to the belt. And the payoff pitch is ripped in the air to right field down the line. That ball is caught on a sliding catch by Sheehan. What a play. Oh, my goodness. Good catch. Jimmy Jennings kind of feeling maybe he should have tagged on that. Turns around and talks to his dad. I'm not sure, though. It wasn't hit all that deeply, but it was into the right field area. So he was thinking maybe he could have advanced. Max Miller just missed getting Arena on the board. That one gets in. Sheehan with a sliding catch. So here is Wyatt Miller. Mello with a pitch. It's taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Jimmy Jennings remains at second. Nate Jennings at first. 2-0 in the sixth. Mello with a pitch. Low and back to the screen. Jimmy's going to try to get on towards second base. I should say the third base. And now Nate right behind him. So Jimmy at third. Nate Jennings at first. A good position for Arena. 1-1 count. Base hit. Good score. Potentially two runs. Mello from the windup, the kick and the pitch, swing and a piece of it. Strike two. Dean McElwee due next here in the order. Time out for the plate to be cleaned off. And the umpire giving the catcher a little bit of time. Been kind of a rough day for catcher and umpire. Back to go. Here we go. Runners at 2 and 3. 1 and 2, the count. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 2 and 2. Mello wanted it called. Looked a little high and outside. 2 and 2 to the batter. Mello from the windup. There's the pitch. That one is high. Ball 3 on Wyatt Miller. Full count for the second batter in a row now. The Jennings brothers get their leads at second and third. Here's the full count offering. Down low, a ball, and he walked in. Good job by Wyatt Miller. Held the swing. They're going to appeal it to the base umpire, who says he did not go. So the bases are loaded up. 3 walks given up here today by Mello. And that'll bring up Dane McElwee. They are loaded up here in Belleville for the Arena Aces. And the sunshine comes out, splashing over the entire field now. Been playing in the clouds all day. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. Here's the pitch to Dane. It's taken for a ball. McElwee today has grounded out, and he has taken a walk, it looks like. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good cut. McElwee trying to make contact. Mello trying to get him out. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. Here's the pitch. That one is down low in the dirt. Scoreboard now says 1 and 2. So 1 ball and 2 strikes. That must be right. Jennings and Miller get their leads. 1-2 offering to McElwee. Here it is. Taken outside corner, strike 3, they say. And that will do it for Arena. Their threat is gone. That is 6 strikeouts for Mello in the inning. No runs and a hit. There were no errors and 3 left aboard. We go to the bottom of the 6th. Belleville in the lead here, 4-0 over visiting Arena on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights, only $20.99. And mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Welcome back to Belleville. Right around 2:30 in the afternoon, we're in the bottom of the 6th inning. We are scheduled at 9-inning affair here, a 4-0 lead for the Belleville Raiders. So a pitching change for Arena. That means Nate Jennings is in. Eli Ault starting the game today and goes the first 5 innings. He walks a pair in that stint, and he strikes out 3, also gives up a total of 8 Belleville hits. Ball goes around the horn, and the first batters that Nate will face will be Leo Koenig, Jacob Sheehan, and Nate Ryder. Good to have you listening wherever you are. I want to give a shout-out to Pat Jennings. She is listening in today, and we are honored that she is. She has some interest having a son and some grandsons here today. Here's a swinging strike by Leo Koenig, and it is nothing and one. Good to have you listening, Pat. Good memories of all those free meals she used to give me in arena. Check swing. The ball is called a strike, and it's nothing and two, that is, to Leo Koenig. Koenig today is flown out and single. There's the pitch by Nate. It is called a strike, and there is one away. The batter will be Jacob Sheehan. Sheehan today has struck out and hit into a double play. Arena has turned two of them today. And among the highlights for the visitors, my first thought when I was coming down here today, and again, we drove through some fairly steady rain. Here's a ball outside, one ball and no strikes. Got about halfway here, and I'm thinking, well, maybe he'll turn around and play in arena. That wouldn't be all bad. Here's the pitch, and it is a ball inside. Belleville did have contingency plans, but it looks like we're going to get this one in today. But Ed talked about possibly moving it over to Verona. Here's a chopper up the middle. Funny hop, and it's in there. Alt, who's now at shortstop, over to kind of maybe get a glove on that ball. And again, it took a shot off a rock and shot into center field for a base hit. Second time that has happened today on the dirt infield in Belleville. One on, one away for Nate Ryder. Verona has a home game today, but that was the contingency plan. If this field got too wet, it would move everybody down the road. Verona's not very far away. Here's a pitch. That is called a strike. Nothing in one. Ryder has a base hit and has popped out. Leading at first base, Sheehan. And here's Jennings with a pitch. Foul straight back for strike two. Nothing in two. Timeout as the warm-up pitcher has lost one into the field from the bullpen. So the ball is retrieved, and we are set once again. Two strikes to offering. Jennings with a pitch. Bounce foul. Nate with some good velocity. I believe he was the winning pitcher when Arena came here last 4th of July, 2023, and scored a 4-0 win. Two-strike pitch. Here's the deal. Bouncing ball on the infield. Glove by Schulte, unassisted to first. In time for out number two. On the play, Sheehan goes to second base. 2-0-8, back to the top of the order. And Curtis Sheehan, he has singled and scored, struck out and walked and scored. In fact, he scored in front of that Sam Urquhart home run last time. So again, conference at the mound. Arena concerned about some sign stealing for the runner at second base. They have to go back into a different mode here. Max Miller back behind the plate. And proving quite a base runner. He's got two stolen bases today during his time on the base paths. Sheehan leads from second base. Jennings to the plate. Popped foul. Way out of here. Look out, everybody. Over toward the concession stand. Ooh. Gentleman making his way toward the concession stand. Didn't even know it. Not too far away. So it's a long, loud strike on Sheehan. To the belt. Here's the pitch. Backs the batter away for ball one. 1-1 to the hitter. Sheehan on base. Sheehan at the plate. The left-handed batter is standing back in. Jennings with a pitch. Foul straight back by Curtis. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. time taken. Batter sliding back in now. Runner leads at second base. Target up by Miller. And the 1-2 offering, he checked his swing. It's a ball. Two balls and two strikes to Curtis Sheehan. Starting to lose the sunshine again, and dark clouds rolling in from the west. That's your Belleville weather report. Jacob Sheehan leads at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Nate just trying to overpower it there, and Sheehan able to get a piece of it. So new baseball comes out again. First couple of innings went pretty quickly, but the innings have lasted a little longer lately. There's a lot of strategy here in the playoffs, especially. Belleville playing for every ounce of advantage they can with a lead here, trying to get run number 5 home. Two balls and two strikes. Jennings to the plate. Bouncing ball, foul. Got a piece of the batter's leg as he came out. So a long at bat here for Sheehan. He is a tough out. Arena, try and get back to the dugout here. My tent, right on the edge of the arena bench, there is naturally a roof for a dugout here. 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. It pops through, and the runner's going to try to make it to third, and he will. Miller had to go up the third baseline a little bit. And Jacob Sheehan takes the extra base. The runner at third. Count is full now on Curtis Sheehan. Nate Jennings back to the hill. Here's the pitch. Strike called, and they got him looking. Nice pitch from Nate Jennings. That is out number 3, and 2 strikeouts of the inning for Nate Jennings. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left at third, and we go to inning number 7. 4-0 Belleville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Right on Prohaska, fouls one down the line for the first strike. Here's the next pitch, and it is called strike 2. 0-2, Stephen Mello remains on the hill for Belleville. It's his 7th inning of work. The 2-strike offering is taken for a ball, or is it? Nope, strike 3 call. The late call, the catcher didn't even think it. He was ready to go back to pitcher, and all of a sudden, wait a minute. We'll throw it around the horn. There is one away for Danny Robson. Robson 0-2 today. Here's the pitch, and he pops it first base side. Jokes going over and runs out of room past the the out-of-play line. So nothing and one on Denny. Top of the order, Eli Alt due next for the Aces. Arena has a few games left in the nightly. Mello with a pitch. Change up down low for a ball. 1-1. Now they have a game with Kaz on Tuesday. There's a resumption of a game on Wednesday, and I think maybe two against Plain on Thursday. Swinging strike by Robson. Again, Alt due next. And this is strike three. 8 strikeouts now for Stephen Mello, and now Eli Alt, the batter. He is 1-for-3. Just missed a home run last time. Takes a look at one that's called a strike. Nothing in one. I thought that one that Eli hit in the fifth inning was getting out of here. He's going to chop one up the middle, and it's going to be into center field. And Alt makes the run toward first and takes a wide turn and holds. So Elijah Alt on with 2 away. And the hitter will be Jimmy Jennings. Jennings today has grounded out, blown out, and walked. Arena stranding the bases loaded last time. Here's the pitch. That's taken for a strike. Nothing and one to Jimmy. Jennings at third base when the last inning ended. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. 1 ball and 1 strike to the hitters. Mello checking the runner. Here's the pitch. That is outside for a ball. That'll make it 2-1. Jennings trying to coax something out with 2 away. Alt with a slim lead at first base. Here's the pitch. Popped up. First base side. Out of play. 2 strikes on Jimmy. Bray Schulte due next for the Arena Aces. Getting late. Trying to get on the board here in this game. Mello working from the stretch. Alt with a bit of a lead at first base. And here's a pitch. Runner going. It's going to be a ball. Check swing. And a stolen base for Elijah Alt. They appealed to see whether Jimmy Jennings had gone around or not. And the base umpire said no. So full count now. Man in scoring position. Takes a base hit. Alt with good speed at second base. Full count offering. Here's the pitch. That one is high, and he walked in. So 2 aboard for Trey Schulte. Trey has popped out. He's been hit by a pitch and struck out. 4-0 Belleville. We're on the top of the 7th inning here in quarterfinal home talent baseball playoff action. Schulte cocks the bat, right-handed batter against the right-handed thrower, Mello. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Bottom fell out of that one as Trey went around on the curveball. So it's nothing and one. Elijah Alt at second. Jimmy Jennings at first. And here's the pitch. That is going to be called a strike. 2 strikes on Trey Schulte of Arena in the top of the 7th inning. 2 outs. 2 strikes. Mello ready. Here comes the pitch. That one is high, just above the letters. The count goes 1-2 strikes. Nate Jennings would like to have it at bat here in the 7th inning. He's on deck. 1-2 pitch to Trey Schulte. Mello with a deal. Left curveball hit well towards center field. The center fielder is going to have it measured, though. Urquhart back, and he's got it. Good ride by Schulte, but it's a long out, and that will do it here in the 7th inning for the Aces. No runs, no hits. There was an error, and 2 left on. We go to the bottom of inning number 7. Belleville leads it 4-0 over Arena on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Welcome back to Belleville. Phil Nee with you on this Sunday hometown of baseball playoffs first round. And the night league playoffs will begin in about a week or so. Several teams have games to make up this week. In fact, as mentioned, Arena with three night league games this week. Actually, it'd be four. I think they have the games with Plain. Maybe one of them is a resumption, but they certainly have got quite a few contests coming up here. Season's not done after today. Urquhart, the batter. Of course, you'd like to keep the playoff dream alive. Got to keep Belleville from scoring and score yourselves. Here's Urquhart, who had a home run last time, and he takes a look at his strike. Nothing in one. Sam, 2-for-3 with a two-run home run in the fifth. 0-1 from Nate. Here's the pitch inside. Ball one. One ball and one strike. Nate Jennings on for his second inning of work. Blows a fastball through for strike two. 1-2 to the batter. Here's the next pitch. Fouled off into the net. And down the line. Bottom of seven here in Belleville. Lots of higher seeds playing home today, but you never know in the playoffs. Here's a high fly to right center field. Going back is the second baseman, Jimmy Jennings, and he's got it. Ranging a long way back from second base to haul it in for the first out. The hitter will be Matt Everson. Everson has doubled. He has hit into a double play and grounded out. Number 22 makes his way in for Belleville. This arena team, and I had a chance to see a lot of these guys play through their high school years, but they've played a lot of baseball together. Here's the pitch inside, ball one. I hear tell they used to go to the arena park about every day in the summer and just play a game. That is old school. Kids getting out and just creating a game. This pitch is called strike one. 1-1 on Everson. Certainly that goes along with why they have had some success through the years. Here's one fouled back for strike two. 1-2. Back in my day, that was something you did, maybe not every day because there were a lot of farm chores and things like that, but we'd always get together on Sundays. Quite a bike ride from Aubrey Corners, but I'd be well warmed up by the time we got to Ithaca to teams and play a game. 1-2. Jennings with a pitch. Curveball. Swing and a miss. Big strikeout as Nate Jennings strikes out Matt Everson. That's three Ks for Nate since coming on in the sixth inning, and the batter will be the designated hitter, Drew Hack. Drew has lined out, he has popped out, and singled here in the game. Two away. Total of four in a row now for Jennings. This one is going to be a ball low. One ball and no strikes. Back it goes to Nate, working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball headed up the middle, and that is in there for a base hit. Hack with a two-out single. Arena has only faced the minimum one time today. That was when they turned to double play in the third, but means Belleville has had base runners every inning here today at home. That'll bring up Brock Jilks, the playing manager for the Belleville Raiders. Runner at first. Ray Schulte playing the bag for the Arena Aces. And Nate Jennings back to work. With two outs, here's the pitch. That is called a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Hack leads slightly at first. I wouldn't say that he is a stolen base threat. Here's the curveball across for a strike two. Nothing and two. Jennings trying to take the batter and get back to the dugout. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him, and that'll do it. Nate Jennings strikes out two in the inning. He's got four since coming out in relief. For Belleville, no runs and a hit. No errors, one left on. We go to the eighth inning. Belleville 4, Arena nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Pitching change in Belleville. Jacob Sheehan is out to work and pitching for his team in the eighth inning. So Stephen Mello goes a total of seven innings today, and he walks a total of four, strikes out eight, and gives up three arena hits. Sheehan, right-handed pitcher, moves over from second base, so just a position change, it appears. Conference at the mound for Belleville, and the first batter up will be Nate Jennings. He'll be followed by Max Miller and Wyatt Miller. 4-0 Belleville. We're in the top of the eighth inning. And Sheehan looking in for the target from Koenig. Here's the pitch. That is down low. Where is it? Nope, strike one call. Late call. Kind of waiting to see. Body language. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward the middle and in there for a base hit. Nate Jennings with his second hit in a row and a leadoff hit for Arena. One on for Max Miller. Max has struck out, laid down a sacrifice bunt, and flown out to right field. One on, nobody out. Sheehan to the belt. Here comes the pitch. Ripped in the air to center. In there for a base hit. So Nate Jennings goes to second. Max Miller at first. Two hits in a row for Arena now, after having only three hits coming in. And the batter will be Wyatt Miller. Wyatt is one for two with a walk in the game. 4-0 Belleville. Arena trying to rally here on the road today. So Wyatt Miller is in. Runners lead at first and second. Here's the pitch. Stowe's bunt. He did not offer, it looks like. It is a ball. One ball, no strikes. Dane McAlee due next for the Aces. Nate Jennings at second. Max Miller at first. The pitch to Wyatt Miller. He bunts it out in front of the plate. Picked up by the pitcher. He plants and throws and got him. Sacrifice is complete. Good one by Wyatt Miller. So one away. Nate Jennings goes to third. Max Miller at second. Dane McAlee will be the batter. He has grounded out, walked, and struck out. So Dane is in. Sheehan is set. Here's the pitch. That is called a strike. McAlee today looking for his first hit. This would be a big place to have one. Drive in two. Here's the pitch. High and outside. Prohaska in the hitter's circle for Arena in the top of the eighth inning. Sheehan ready. There's the pitch. Popped up. Foul ball into the tree. Looks like upon further review, it is 2-1. Count 2-1 on Dane McAlee. Nate Jennings leads at third. Miller from second. Here's the pitch. Dane swings through and misses. Two strikes on the batter. Two balls, two strikes. Hit toward the right field side, even if it's on the ground, should score the run. 2-2, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him, and there are two away. Sheehan gets the strikeout, and the batter, Braden Prohaska. Prohaska looking for his first hit today. Sheehan checking the sign, now checking the runner. Arena needs a two-out hit to get those runners home. Here's the pitch. Pop, foul, out of play. Nothing in one as that one hits toward the river. New ball goes out to Sheehan, and here we go. Nothing in one to Prohaska. Here's the pitch to Braden. He rips it in the air toward right field. The right fielder is back, and he's got it. Good ride opposite way by Prohaska, but Curtis Sheehan pulls it in right field for out number three. And Arena wastes a chance in the eighth inning as well after getting the two leadoffs on by hit. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We go to the bottom of inning number eight. 4-0 Belleville leading on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739